Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Become the Sun. Well, let's go. Hi friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and kicking ass and doing everything you need to do. Yes, today I had a interesting day at work and I had to deal with fucking people. Yes, today there was this Jewish bitch. How do you know she was Jewish? Because she talked like this. Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, I hated that shit. She tried to use Christmas to get me to do stuff. Oh, I let her have it. I was talking shit to her. I did what she did, what I told her. I know she wasn't gonna give me a tip or anything, but they're like, fuck you, you Jewish bitch. Yeah, she had the New York accent and all that shit, but who gives a fuck? That has nothing to do with what this video is about. This is actually gonna be a wholesome video. Yes, I just wanted to talk about Jewish people because they're dirtbags. In my opinion, of course, but what do I know, right? I'm a stupid wetbag. Anyways, let's get to the real story, right? Yes, friends, this video is actually kind of cool. Yes, this guy goes traveling to different places and he finds a gem hidden in this place. Yes, it's in Japan. This is the place that's not touched by foreign scourge, you know? Except you could call him a foreign scourge because he is a foreigner, a gaijin. Yeah, don't they call, foreign devils gaijin or some shit like that? Well, anyways, this has nothing to do with that. This guy actually has a pleasant time, so let him talk. Let's go, buddy.
You could hear a pin drop in a neighborhood like this. Such a peaceful environment.
Yeah, check this place out, how pretty and clean. You don't see no fucking homeless people. You don't see no fucking degenerate fucking Pajit shitting on the floor. None of that stuff. Yeah, I wish I could live a place like that. But no, we gotta lead immigrants into our fucking homes. And they come here, eat our food, sleep in our beds, and try to fuck our women. Yeah, look, women, you wanna fuck these stupid immigrants? No, you shouldn't. This is what we could have in our country, but no, you'd rather bring these little degenerates. But anyways, let's continue.
Look how random this is. The Alpha English Academy. Probably the last thing.
Wow, this place sounds very manly, don't you agree? Is it kind of like in Little Rascals? The He-Man Woman Haters Club or some shit? Oh, but I don't know. This place looks still cool, so let's see.
Thing that I expected to see. Konnichiwa, are you an English teacher?
Oh, check this old dude out. So he's the teacher of this Academy of English or whatever? I think this guy is Ryu from Street Fighter. After the tournament, he came and retired to this place. Hey, why not, right? After you kick some ass, you go right here and teach English. Huh, okay, let's continue.
Work here?
Yeah, I come in.
Yeah, this place doesn't look very academic to me. It looks more like a bar or something like that. Yeah, like a coffee bar. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I still check this place out. If I was there, this guy looks like a cool dude.
Oh, wow.
This is my cafe.
Yeah, so it's an American-style coffee shop. That's pretty cool. You drink your lattes in cafes and you go to watch some honky-tonk music or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of like Roadhouse minus the booze, right? Okay, let's check it out.
This cafe is an English school as well? Or is it just a sign?
This building used to be a private English school where I started some 40 years ago.
That's pretty awesome. You've been owning this business for 40 years, yeah. I guess you're starting to do English classes and do you transition to coffee. Yeah, let's see what other things this guy does, right?
Upstairs used to be a classrooms. 300 students at the peak of business. But now the population has decreased.
Yes, friends, unfortunately, it's feminism and all this progressive bullshit that they keep shoving down your throat that's making people not fuck. Yes, you need to put your penis in a woman to make babies, but how can you fuck a woman if women are so stupid and entitled? They're doing all kinds of shit and they're telling you go fuck yourself. Okay, bitch, you want me then. You do you, boo. I'll need you. But anyways, let's continue.
So business is bad, so I started a cafe downstairs.
Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you so much.
Talking to you in English makes me, wow, it's great.
Yeah, this fucking gook reminds me of George Takei. He goes, oh my, oh. Remember when he used to do those Taco Bell commercials? He was it an Chorizo ambassador and he had that fucking goo of cheese come out of his mouth? Fucking gay. Oh, incidentally, this guy's a big old fucking homosexual. Yeah, I don't like him because I don't really mind the homosexuality. You keep that shit to yourself. I don't give a fuck. But it's just his fucking views that he has. Yeah, this guy's a fucking deranged leftist fucking cocksucking bitch. In my opinion, of course, but what do I know? I'm a fucking wetback. Yeah, and this guy's a faggot, so touche, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Can you know, use my English?
See, Florida driver's license.
And you were a taxi driver in New York?
New York City. And I used to be a manager of surfboard shop in Hawaii.
You did?
Oh shit, this fucking gook is kind of like Louis L'Amour. He did a little bit of this, little bit of that. Yeah, Louis L'Amour is a great man. When he was alive, yeah, he did all kinds of shit. He used to be a boxer, I think he was a train conductor, a sailor. Also was in Africa hunting elephants. Yeah, Louis L'Amour, great, great man. Yeah, I wish I could write like him, but you know. Anyways, let's continue.
More than most people do in their life just in, what, 5 years in the U.S.?
Yes, I think so.
Come back.
How I say, I don't know, with luck or something, something guided you to come here.
Wow, I really like this guy. This dude's so optimistic, so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I used to be like that a few years ago, but then people beat that shit out of me. Now I just see everybody's like, and kind of like how, Clint Eastwood was in that movie Gran Torino, you know, he used to glare at all those fucking ghosts going, and he used to spit his chewing tobacco. Yeah, that was pretty much me. But you know, this guy still has the fire in his eyes, so hope he never gets that extinguished. Hopefully mine are not extinguished, it's just, he just needs to be reignited, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
I feel like it.
I feel that way too. So you would consider yourself an extrovert, right?
Mm, yeah.
What is it like living in Japan, growing up in Japan, as an extrovert? Like, what was that like?
It was a little difficult for me. Sometimes people don't welcome. They don't want me in their group.
Yeah, I know how you feel, guy. I hate dealing with people, because every time you try to engage and be cool with them, they do stupid fucking shit. Well, what can you do, right? We're not in the time that we could just fucking get rid of them. Not yet. Just gotta wait for the war, okay? So hold on.
Because I outstand too much. Yeah, I felt that.
Wow, the sun's coming out.
Yeah, look at this. A beautiful sunrise. And you're hanging with your new friend. Yes, that's really awesome. It's like how you guys are hanging out with me. You get to spend this time together. Yes, friends. I know right now the world is all falling apart and there's a lot of shit. With that thing that happened over there in Australia. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. In my opinion, that's a false flag. Yeah, they're trying to bring up all this bullshit. But anyways, that's not about that. This is about us hanging together and getting ready for the war. Yes, it's coming, friends. So please work out, build your resources, and get strong. And don't tell people you have all these things, because then you'll be painting a target on your back. Just quietly build your resources and your body and your mind, so when shit does happen, you'll be ready. And hopefully when stuff, you know, gets said and done, and the war is over, we get to see another sunrise together. And hopefully we get to do a good dance and, you know, party on, dudes, as they say, right? Well, let's continue.
Don't your eyes get funny?
What a day.
Without the sun, we, not only we, but all the planet, animals, nothing can survive. So you become a sun too. You give warmth to other people.
Yes, friends, become the sun, become that warmth, attract people towards you. Yes, when we start clumping together, we could build a good, awesome community. There is a community, we just gotta go find each other. Yes, connect. Yeah, that's all we gotta do, friends. Our people are out there, we just gotta find each other. Oh yes, friends, and I'm glad that we're here together. Let's see if we get to find some more friends, right?
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, it is a breathtaking scene, don't you agree? Yes, friends, of all the places to be born, we're born to this place. Yes, and you're born into that skin, to that body you have. You should be grateful. Many people are not born in this world. Who knows what they become with those souls? Yeah, and also the people that die, their life extinguished. You use the time that you have the best of your abilities. Yes, because once it's gone, it's gone. And don't waste it on worthless people, places, or things. Especially people. Because you're going to find the world is full of these worthless people. They just take and take. And you, being a person of worth, that's what they're going to see you as, a mine, a resource to be exploited. So don't let them, friends. Okay, friends? Let's push forward. I know how smart you are. So let's go.
I remember this day. This day will stay in my mind. Wow, it's an amazing day. If you didn't come to my place this morning, this wouldn't be happening.
I'm so happy. I'm gonna remember this one too.
Yes, friends, you'd be surprised at things that you find around the corner. You might find something very pleasant, something that you come up. But yeah, sometimes you find trash. But not everyone's trash, friends. Yes, just gotta keep on going. Just keep the people that are useful to you and actually add to your life. And the people that just keep on taking and taking, you cut them off. Yes, friends, just because you're alive and you're here doesn't mean you need to be putting up with people's shit. Yes, there's a certain level of shit you need to deal with, and not really. You gotta choose a level that you're willing to tolerate. And once that gets passed, you cut them off. Yes, friends, because these people will never be there to care about you. All they do is use you and use you until there's nothing left to be used. And don't be a sucker, friend. Just become stronger and get ready for the future, because who knows how fast that's coming. So, yeah, act accordingly, friends. So you take care of yourself, and I'll see you later, alright? Goodbye. Baby, let's move.